300. That is the number of lives that were lost in New Hampshire last year from drug-related deaths, and that is the same number of people who came to the State House on Wednesday to advocate for more funding, specifically $6 million more that was slashed from the governor's proposal by House budget writers. Tim Rourke, who sits on the governor's task force on drug and alcohol abuse, says this funding is needed to save lives.
You know, we have some of the highest rates of per capita addiction in the United States, and we're second lowest in the country for access to treatment services. As a direct result of that, we lost over 300 New Hampshire citizens to drug overdoses last year, most of which probably could have been preventable deaths had treatment been made available.
Cindy Mulcahy lost her 27-year-old son to an overdose.
The most important thing is that we wanted to put a face to that 300 number, that this was a real person and a wonderful, wonderful person. A really good, really good kid.
Supporters for substance abuse treatment say they plan to lobby the Senate for more funding. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.